in my time frame. I'm excited to be here with you all. Most of you, I know, a lot of familiar faces in the room, but for those of you who haven't met me yet, I'm Jessica Addison, superintendent of Todd County Schools. I'm finishing, surprisingly, I can't believe that we're right at spring break, my first year in this role. Todd County is home to me, so it has a special place in my heart. I know I'm biased because it is my hometown, but it is a special place. And what I would tell you about Todd County Schools before I get started into some of the details is what I think the best thing about Todd County Schools is our people. And when I say the people of Todd County Schools, our students are fantastic. We have fantastic, phenomenal students that are and just surprise me every day in what they do, what they're capable of, what they want to do with their lives, and how they already are having an impact in our community. Our staff, we have a great team. We have adults that show up every day with a heart for kids and a passion for doing whatever it takes for our students to be successful. And then our community, and for some of our community members that are part of that are in this room, but the Todd County community is special. And I feel very blessed and honored to serve in this role for our community. I haven't yet asked the community something that hasn't been supported. I know we have teachers in our schools ask the community for support in all kinds of ways, and our community just steps up over and over and over again. And so really that's, I could stop now and just say, the people of Todd County are what makes Todd County Schools so special. But there is more to share. I do want to share, for those of you that aren't super familiar with Todd County Schools, of course, our hub is in Elkton around the historic town square. You know, I like to say it's a small community with big futures. I think one of the best things about Todd County is we still have a small town heart. I can't go anywhere at this point, especially now in this role. Before, I mean, I couldn't go anywhere without seeing someone I knew. But now, especially, no matter where I go, Miss Addison, Miss Addison, Miss Addison, everywhere I go in the town. But our kids love that too. Our kids love seeing people in the community and being known in the community as well. But we're located there in Elkton, where our district office is. We have two elementary schools, North Todd and South Todd. Those schools look very much, they are mirror images of one another. They were opened in 1988. Those support students in pre-K through fifth grade. We have one middle school, Todd County Middle School, with students in sixth through eighth grade. And then we have, of course, Todd County Central High School, which is obviously our high school center, and then our Academy and Horizons, which is an alternative program for credit recovery, behavior-based placement as needed. But I will tell you that, knock on wood, is a very underused program, and which is a great thing. It's a great problem to have, but our Behavior Academy has very, very low enrollment typically. We just, like I said, we have great kids, great people, and great supportive parents, and so we benefit from that there. We also have students that attend, and I think this is a really important part of what I'm going to talk with you about, with workforce development, because I know that's kind of, you know, what you think about in your roles. Our high school students also have access to career and tech programming at Logan CTC. The Logan Career Tech Center is our area technology center. So in comparison, for example, in Christian County, they have Gateway Academy, which is now going to be under the high school, as they shared last month. Christian County is one of the districts in the state that has a local area vocational center that happens to just be solo for this district only. Todd County is one of the districts in the state. The state has this set up differently across the state, but you either have a local center, which Christian County has, or you have an area technology center like Todd County has. So we share a CTC with Logan, Russellville Independent Schools, and Todd County School District. It just happens to be located in Logan County. And so our students have access to the programming there via bus. And then they have access to career and tech education programs in our high school that we're able to offer locally to our students, where they have it under that roof. And then additionally, several years back, due to some state funding and local efforts, there was the construction of an Advanced Manufacturing and Technology Center on the high school campus for career and tech ed programs to be offered in that building. I will tell you currently, our students, the most participated pathway is agriculture. You probably are not surprised to hear that. The Todd County community is a very rich agricultural community, and the largest percentage of our students participate in that as far as a career tech pathway. But we do, again, bus students over to Logan Tech Center for things like allied health, pre-nursing, automotive technology, construction and carpentry. So there are some programs at the Logan County Tech Center that we don't have under our roof that our students go there for. What we are looking at in the next steps for us as a district is how can we better utilize our Advanced Manufacturing and Technology Center that's right there on our high school campus. Currently, we offer engineering design program in that building. We do have a welding bay in that building that is used on a limited basis for ag, because they do some welding in the ag construction classes. But in the coming year, one of the things that we have decided to do is expand and begin offering an intro to welding class. Our students can also take welding at Logan Tech, but there's no reason for us not to be offering welding in that space that we have. I'll tell you, same thing that other districts struggle with for career and tech ed and workforce development, getting kids ready for the workforce is finding educators from those career pathways. Because as you might imagine, if I'm a certified welder and I'm good at what I do, I can make a lot more money welding than I can coming and being a teacher for a school district. And so that's a challenge that all districts are facing right now when it comes to workforce development. Same with engineering. It's hard to keep an engineering teacher. Same with, you know, diesel mechanics, for example. You know, as a diesel mechanic, I can make a lot more money in the private sector than I can coming and working for a school district. And so how do we attract and retain those qualified teachers that have that experience in the workforce to teach our students to be ready next level? But that is something we're looking into, is what programs would we like to expand locally for our Todd County students? I've been talking with, one of the things that I've been doing over the last 6 weeks is talking with our staff. We are developing our 5-year strategic plan right now because we do not currently have one in Todd County schools. And so I've been talking with our staff, I've been talking with our students and our community. I say I've been on a listening tour. I have been in a lot of rooms and talked with a lot of people to get feedback on what we need to do in the next 5 years to be a premier learning institution. And what I heard, especially from students, high school students, talked to a lot of high school students, there is a great interest in automotive and diesel mechanics. We only have 4 seats in those programs at the Logan Tech Center. So as you might imagine, if I have 35 young men that sign up for welding and there's only 4 spots at the Logan CTC, then I've got 31 young men that we have to redirect into something that they're less interested in. And so we definitely have a desire locally to expand the programs that we have in our local technology center that is currently being underutilized. So that's a big item right now for me on my agenda, is making sure that we get that right. We've put some things in that building in the past before I was in this role. There have been some programs offered there that have kind of been hit or miss. Sometimes the industry wanted it, but kids weren't interested in it. Sometimes kids were interested in it and we couldn't find a teacher for it. So we're trying to first bring back welding because that bay is already there. We have 24 welding bays that are state-of-the-art. It's a state-of-the-art classroom. It's just not being used like it should be. So that's our first step there. And then next year, we're going to look at possibly automotive and diesel mechanics and looking at expanding that. Again, wanting to get really good feedback from our students before we go that direction. Also, with the help of Tony, I plan to continue these conversations, but he helped facilitate a conversation with some of our local industry folks just to hear from them about what is it that you need us to do before students graduate to help them be more ready for you when you employ them. And so we had some good conversations there, looking to see if there were maybe some pathways that might connect. What we heard from those individuals really was, we need you to focus more on just the soft skills, just the work-ready skills that transcend regardless of the pathway. So things like show up to work on time, be dependable, money skills even, like, you know, how to file your taxes and how do you know about your taking your deductions out of your paycheck and just things like that. But if kids can know those things when they graduate, They can get them certified in the things they need them to be certified in. They just need them to be work ready and responsible. And so that leads me into the other big next step that we're working on as a district is a graduate profile. As you heard Christian County Public Schools share last month, they have one in place. Some work was done in Todd County Schools back pre-COVID to have a graduate profile. And that's really just the community locking arms together and saying, these are the things that we're gonna guarantee every kid has when they graduate high school. And these are the things that we value and that we think are important and we're gonna track students' progress toward. And so I'll tell you in the conversations that we've had, one of the primary things that have come up, and I think you will all agree on this, is communication. When students graduate high school, can they communicate? Written, but also just verbal, interpersonal communication. Can they come in job interview? Can they shake your hand? Can they look you in the eye? Can they advocate for themselves? Can they communicate coherently? Because what we hear a lot of times right now from employers, local employers, and folks in the private sector is, gosh, you know, kids don't make eye contact, or they mumble, or they don't present themselves or communicate for themselves well. And so things like that would be on that graduate profile that we want to make sure that when kids leave us, they are equipped with these skills so that when they come out into the workforce, they present themselves in a manner that says, like, I'm ready to work, and I'm the kind of person that you want on your team. And so we want to make sure we are in agreement on what those things are locally in Todd County so that we can give those to our students. Just looking back, we also offer our students Beyond Career and Tech Ed pathways, just like I've shared with you. We also offer our students an early college option, which means high school students can enroll in early college through HCC. It's a partnership that they offer all the local districts. So students can enroll starting their sophomore year in classes at HCC. And if they complete that program, they graduate high school with a two-year college degree. So they'll graduate with their two-year associate's degree usually a week before they graduate high school with their high school diploma. We currently have 13 students in that program at the high school. And the brag point on that is the GPA of our students right now in that program is a 3.91. So a lot of people are, oh gosh, are you putting too many kids through it? We try to be really careful about making sure that the right kids that need to be in that two-year program are in it, and that we don't have students in it that are doing a disservice to their college GPA before they're mature enough to realize it. And so we're really proud of that 3.91. We also have students taking traditional dual credit, again, through HCC. There are 49 other students in our high school taking dual credit classes, which just means they take a high school graduation requirement class through the university. So they're getting university credit and high school credit at the same time. Our average GPA for those students is a 3.68 in those classes. And so we feel really good about the work that's happening there with our partner HCC. And their ability to prepare them for, at the high school level, that they're preparing them for college level work, and then when they're participating in those college level classes, they are doing well, and that those scores and grades will transfer as they leave high school and go into. Some of them will take their two-year program and go straight to the workforce with a two-year degree after high school. Some of them will take that two-year degree and transition into a four-year program and continue on their career path. Some things we're excited about, again, moving forward, we're excited about having that five-year plan, strategic plan in place. That will really drive a lot of the decisions that we make moving forward. I'm one of those, like, I need the big picture before we start making individual decisions, and so that's been a lot of my first-year work. But, of course, along the way, thinking about and seeing what's happening right now that's going really well for our students and how can we improve. Some of the ways that we want to improve is career exploration. This year, our eighth graders had an experience in collaboration with the Logan County CTC and the Logan County Chamber for our eighth graders to have career exploration opportunities. Next year, those same students as freshmen will come to Hopkinsville to the Bruce and participate in the regional career expo that CCPS started and that now they have generously been willing to expand so our students can have those career opportunities as well. Again, that's really just to inform students, like, these are some opportunities for you as you're making some decisions about what path do you think you want to be on, gives them an idea to see what careers really look like because a lot of times as high school students, we only know the careers that are in our home or that we personally interact with. And we don't know about those careers that are out there making the world run. And so the more we can expose them to those early in high school, the better informed they can be as they make decisions moving forward with their career path. So we're excited about those opportunities and all the other things coming for Todd County Schools. But I'm excited to do it with the people that we have and see our students grow. And really, that's my update. So I'm happy to answer any questions, but try to keep it brief and focused on what I hope you all want to hear. So.
Thank you, Ms. Adams.
Any questions?
Jessica, I don't really have a question, okay. But I just wanted you to know I had a group of your students in an Ignite tour last week with Mark Rhea, and they were great kids. They asked great questions. I was very impressed with them. So thank you for all you're doing, and thanks for working with us in workforce needs and that kind of thing. We really appreciate it.
I will share an example just really quickly. I promise it'll be super quick. I have a student advisory council that I meet with at the high school. So representatives from every grade, freshmen through seniors. And I meet with them every quarter and sometimes in between if there's something that comes up. And I've asked them back in, I guess probably my November meeting, what are some things that we can do to improve your experience as a student? Like, what are some things the district can work on? And one of the things that the students mentioned was we need more substitute teachers, because when a teacher is out and we don't have a substitute teacher, sometimes we get farmed out to other classes and then we don't get to learn. So first of all, kudos to high school students for saying we actually care that we're not learning when we don't have a sub. And for speaking on it. So we talked a little bit about it, and I left and continued processing. And I went back and I said, well, you know, I think maybe we should make an advertisement for substitute teachers. Like, let's do like a promotional video recruiting substitute teachers. And I mentioned it to one of the students on the advisory council, and I said, hey, what if we did a video? What do you think? He said, that sounds like a great idea. I said, would you all be interested in helping me make the video? Yes, we would. Within a week, without me asking again, which you know how rare that is, like, you know, you delegate something to an employee and you have to follow up, right? I delegated to a high school student. Within a week, I had an email in my inbox, Miss Addison, I've made a script for the video. Please review your part on section whatever. Let me know if you want to make any adjustments. And if this is okay with you, are you available to film your part on Friday morning? So I reviewed the script, said, looks great, I'll be there Friday morning. I got there Friday morning, students told me where to stand, what to do, where to be. They filmed all the other parts of the video, they edited the video, and then they shared it with us. And even before we got it posted, people were asking, why are the kids videoing me as substitutes? They were sharing things on their social media just to say, hey, Todd County Schools is looking for more sub teachers. But within a week of us posting the video, we had 7 or 8 new sub applicants. And at this point, we've filled, like, I'm not saying we would never hire another sub, but we've hired a lot of substitute teachers, and all that credit goes to kids. So when I tell you, our kids are amazing, in general, kids are amazing. I think we sell them short. I think in a lot of times, high school students, and younger students too, you know, they get a bad rap because they're kids. Well, we were kids too. And we may have forgotten how we were when we were kids, but we were knuckleheaded just like they can be knuckleheaded sometimes too, but they're also fantastic, they're amazing, and when you give them opportunities to shine, they do. And so it's really just our job to create the space for them to shine and give them supports to shine. And I would think Todd County folks, but I know you all and the roles that you serve in here in this regional community, keep showing up for kids because they will surprise you and they are worth it. They are worth it.